summer project today expressed shock, get a hang up over the fact that federal marshals have not been sent to Mississippi. They conferred to several federal officials and pleaded that federal protection be ordered for their children and other civil rights crusaders. Later at a news conference, they challenged the Attorney General's position that the law does not authorize preventive action in Mississippi. They offered in support of their argument a letter to Professor Johnson, President Johnson, sent June 9th by Mark DeWolf Howe, a Harvard law professor, and other legal authorities. It urged that participants in the Mississippi Project be furnished federal protection and said it would be legal. Norman Bloom of Great Neck, New York, chief spokesman of the group, was asked if he felt President Johnson was partially responsible for the disappearance of three of the youths. It could be interpreted that way, he said. Another parent, Sidney Raphael of New York, said the situation demands action by Kennedy or some other official. Kennedy was accused by Bloom of taking a very narrow interpretation of the law. Lillian Gruber of Great Neck said it was ironic that Kennedy should fail to send marshals in view of the death of his brother. Fate of his brother. Another parent said she felt Kennedy should have delayed his current trip to Germany. The parents said they'd conferred with presidential assistant Lee White and Assistant Attorney General Nicholas Katzenberg, among others.
Oh, that was a group of parents that Mrs. Rabinowitz brought in yesterday. I don't remember the Norman Bloom, but there was Mrs. Rabinowitz and about...
What questions they raised with you? Did they want marshals?
They wanted marshals, 2,000 armed marshals to be sent into the
200
area.
Marshals, you says, and 200 FBI agents.
Well, at that point, in the little session we had, the woman suggested, and this was a 45-minute discussion, one of the recommendations was that 2,000 federal marshals armed in Mississippi would show the people down there that the federal government really means business. And my response was that the relationships between the federal government and the state are such that we can't send armed people into states unless there is a determination and a finding that the law has outside of the control of the state authorities that we have. Just received your conversation with Governor Johnson that indicate a bona fide attempt on their part to control the situation, and that we just struck me that was an idea that we would have to hold in mind and watch the situation unfolded.
All right, now why don't you get Katzen back to call his attention to this UPI release 148.
UPI 48.
Yeah,
148.
And we ought to find out who this lawyer running around with him. He's a little Washington lawyer here.
Was that 148?
Yeah,
right?
UPI 148. Right. It cleared the wire at 357.
What was the lawyer's name?
William Higgs, an attorney in Washington.
Oh, that guy, William Higgs. He's a white fellow from Mississippi who's a very liberal civil rights lawyer who's been sort of kicked out of the state. Bill Higgs has been a thorn in our side for at least a couple of years.
Is he a Republican?
No, sir. He's a wild liberal Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And not very well regarded at home. His wife had to leave him. She couldn't. The pressures got so intense in Mississippi. I think he's well-meaning and good-hearted and well-motivated fellow, but... He is able to generate 14 wild ideas in an hour, and this makes a little more sense. He's not stupid by any stretch of the imagination, and as I say, I think his intentions are good, and he would love to, to press and push and to goad us into doing something like going into Mississippi. He's exactly the sort of guy that is just total danger because he is bright, he knows the law, and let's say I believe his heart is pretty good. He sticks with these SNCC boys from the, they're the roughest of all. He's been in Washington, I would guess, about 6 months or 8 months, and is just really been a thorn in the side of the Justice Department. Ever since he's been in town.
Mm-hmm.
He has some pretty good ideas, I'd have to admit. As I say, he's the mixed sort of a thought.
I think that somebody, I think Katzenbach, ought to put out a statement as to what the Justice Department done, everything we've done, some way or other, and explain why we can't get marshals in there.
Well, on June 17th, a week ago yesterday, I sent a memo to Burke raising eight of these kind of questions we could tell were coming up. Typical is this: under what conditions can federal marshals or federal troops be sent into Mississippi to protect college students? What has the Justice Department or the entire federal government done so far by way of preparing? What additional steps, preliminary actions, various alternatives would be available to the federal government in the event of widespread disorders? Are there any steps that the president could consider taking between now and the first outbreak of violence? Any precedents to guide us? And in addition to formal steps, are there any way we can establish informal liaison with state or local enforcement? Now, some of these have already been taken care of, but I think...
You talk to him and see what he can do to get out so that the people know that every senator and congressman that calls up and says, Marshall, we ought to tell them why, and tell them we've got FBI men in lieu of it, and let these people know that we don't know whether they're 200, but we know there are plenty of them.
Well, I think the number ought to be classified, but your description of them is greatly augmented, I think is pretty good, and...
I tell them we don't want to expose the hands who they are and where they are, because they're in all these various groups.
Right. Well, we can have a, you know, a formal legal opinion, and I think it could be useful to everybody to have in mind here, and the circumstances...
You get on that, will you?
Good.
I got to go to a 6 o'clock meeting. Will you get on that with them and see that whatever we need to do is done?
I certainly will. We had a call, Mr. President, from this fellow, Martin Popper, who's a lawyer for the Goodmans. He said that the Goodmans suggested that they would like to see Governor Johnson. They'd like to go down there to Jackson to meet with him and to call for the people in the state to come forward with any information they may have about their son. I said, well, that would really be between the Goodmans and Governor Johnson. He said, well, yes, but first of all, they didn't want to do it if we thought it was not a good idea. And second, if we did think it was a good idea, they wanted some whatever assistance we could give in getting in touch with the governor. That sounds to me a little bit like a trap. It strikes me that if the governor wants to see them, that they their names are well known to him, and that they could use whatever resources that are available to them.
You know? Yeah, that's right. We can't make an appointment.
I hate to try to make an appointment, and I hate to even say it's a good idea or a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, I don't think it would be one bit of help. I hate to see those parents dragged through some more, and I don't really know whether it's their idea or this lawyer's idea. I was really uncomfortable with their bringing a lawyer with them. If they'd have brought a friend or a minister or something, I'd have felt better, but a lawyer...
Did they come in and see you today?
No, sir, on the telephone.
Well, what do you mean they bring in a lawyer with them?
Well, they met with you in your office. I didn't know it, but the guy that they brought is their friend, and their comforting fellow was a lawyer. You know, I don't know if he's been retained or whether he's a personal friend or what.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's calling me on the phone like, you know, we're old, long-lost buddies, and he's their counsel.
Tell them that that's a matter between them and whoever he wants to see, that the president doesn't make appointments for people.
If you don't mind, I just would not even put you in it. Just tell them, you know, that I...
I don't... That's good. Okay.
Okay, sir.